destiny is at your doorstep. The wave of the future originated in the ancient past. From Atlantis to Egypt and beyond, this sacred knowledge was passed in secret, not to be revealed until the world was ready. That time is now. Now is the time for you to know your destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp coming to you live from beautiful California. Just got back from North Carolina. I went back to where I used to live in Asheville. I was there from Wednesday and through yesterday. I got a chance to visit old friends. I got a chance to go to my house where I used to live. And mostly I had a chance to hang out with my best friend. We used to hike every day. He's actually been on the show before. His name is Joseph, and he's the King of Hearts. We used to hike every day, or not every day, I'm sorry. We used to hike about 3 times a week, but we hiked every day while I was there. And it was just really, really wonderful to make that connection again. I bet everybody here has a good friend or several good friends that you treasure like that. If you don't, it's something special in life. I think it's actually good karma for us that we meet or have a good friend. We almost have to ask for it if we don't have it. We almost have to say, tell God that we want one or what to get it. Today's November 5th, and here we are in Scorpio time still, and today is a Two of Diamonds Scorpio birthday with a Six of Diamonds ruling card and an Ace of Hearts ruling card. Twos are very interesting people. You know, it's everybody who's a two or has a two as a karma card or a ruling card or birth card, very, very smart people, because two is a number of logic. And, like, if you know anything about programming, most programmers realize that the entire computer is on a base two system. It's a binary system. Everything you're looking at, like if you're looking at your computer screen and you're seeing graphics and you're hearing sounds and you're writing text out, everything about it on its most fundamental level is on a base two system, a binary system. And it's amazing. And, you know, when you get right down to the very essence of computer languages, it's all about pushing, turning switches on and off. That's all that it is. And a switch is either off or it's on, and that's the basis of binary. So people who are twos naturally have a very logical mind, and often very easy for them to learn things like computers and so forth. Not all of them, but a lot of them. You'll find that. So they, because they're so smart, two people, they often ignore other parts. They get a lot of kudos. In our society, as I talked about before, we get a lot of credit for being intelligent. We don't get a lot of credit for being knowing ourselves. We don't get a lot of credit from society for knowing how we're feeling or being able to communicate on that level. We get credit for being smart. That's all the world wants from us. And twos are smart, so they get a lot of credit for that. But it's interesting that twos, a lot of them have a lot of emotional and relationship problems because they rely so heavily on their mind for everything. And the Two of Diamonds is no exception. The Two of Diamonds has some fairly strong insecurity issues, emotional issues, a sense of not having enough love inside of them, needing to learn to love themselves more. Even though their life is, by all means, fairly fortunate. I mean, it is a fortunate life. The other thing about twos is that they're usually very beautiful. The two bestows a lot of physical beauty, whether it's a man or a woman, because it's a very feminine number, and beauty is a feminine quality. So people who are twos are often very, very beautiful. We have people like Puff Daddy, born today, Art Garfunkel. We have Vivian Leigh, the actress. We have Matthew McConaughey, Peter Noon, Tatum O'Neill, Marky Post, Roy Rogers, and Will Rogers. Isn't that interesting? Two Rogers, both born today. Sam Shepard, Elke Summer, obviously a very beautiful woman. Loretta Swit, Heather Tom, and Gig Young. There's probably others, too, but that's a short list of people born today. The other thing about today's birthday is that they have a Six of Diamonds ruling card, and Six of Diamonds is somebody who's really competitive, very psychic, also very competitive, good at sports usually. And, you know, they can be very competitive. So, like, when they get into a situation, they want to win, and they often do. Sixes are really good at that. That's what they're good at. So how does everybody feel about the news lately? I mean, how does everybody feel about all the things that are happening? Have you noticed, you may not have noticed because you probably don't look, but and there's not been in the news lately, but gold, the price of gold has gone over as high as $810 an ounce, which is as high as it's been in like 30 years. And the reason for that is not because gold is getting more expensive. It's because the value of the American dollar is going down on the world markets. So it takes more American dollars now to buy gold. So we've seen a real weakening of the American dollar. It used to be that you could get almost, I think you could get actually two Canadian dollars for one American dollar. And now it's, I believe it's even, from what I heard. It's now 1-to-1. This just goes to show, it's an indicator. I don't know if it really means a lot, but it does show that there's a weakening in our economic system in this country. And we've had this fallout with the mortgages and so forth. There's been a lot of financial problems with the United States lately. Very interesting. And then the world affairs and, you know, the governments. And we've had lots of droughts. And I just came from Asheville. And, you know, Asheville is a place where it rains a lot in the summer. And they only had rain like a couple times all summer, which is really unusual. And the town of Atlanta has such a drought going that apparently they have less than 100 days of water left for the town, for the whole town of Atlanta. And there were pictures in the paper of lakes that were completely dry, that had houseboats and other boats just sitting there on the bottom of this mud bed. It was just kind of spooky looking. I mean, this is so unusual. It wasn't 7 or 8 years ago that I lived there and it would just be rain constantly all summer. You know, almost every other week there'd be like a big storm that would last for a couple of days and just be rain, rain, rain. That was the usual. Water coming up from the Gulf, forming rain clouds, going right through Atlanta, coming all the way up to North Carolina. Now that has completely changed. It's no hurricanes, no nothing. So things are happening, and, you know, we don't know exactly what's coming, but don't you get a sense, like, that things are kind of getting worse? I'm reminded of the ancient scriptures. You know, I'm very closely connected to the Indian, from India, that tradition, the Vedic tradition called, or the Hindu. Hindu is the religion, actually, but the whole ancient India tradition is something that I feel really attracted to. And the books, some of the books used to say that if there's a righteous king in a country, in that country they'll have the most ideal weather. There'll be, the rains will fall evenly, and there will be equal amounts of rain and sunshine, and everybody will be prosperous in that country. And when there is somebody who's the leader of the country who is wicked, it's just the opposite. And I can't help but think of that when I see what's going on, and I see how much our country is driven by pure greed on every single level. So, but not to get political or anything, tonight I was going to tell a story, but I'm going to wait on that because I really... When I tell a story, I want it to be the really good story. And I'm actually researching to decide what story I want to tell. as you know, as I've just said, let me just say this. I got really clear this last 5 days with my best friend Joseph. I got really clear that I got reconnected, you might say, to what my vision and my purpose is here. Not just on this show, but in all the work that I do. It came to me before, but it's become very, very clear. And it's not something that I made up so much as it's something that I uncovered about myself. And now that I've uncovered it, I see that it's absolutely true. And there's no reason why it's true. It just is true. So, you know, it's kind of a strange thing. I was asking my friend Joseph, you know, he was telling me about his vision and his purpose, which is a lot about relationships. And I said, well, where does that come from? And he says, well, it just came from me knowing myself better. This is what we came to, is that we find our purpose in life when we get to know ourselves better. And that can take years, because we go through many experiences in life before we really get to know who we are. Well, my particular purpose is very clear, and it's about bringing knowledge from ancient times into the present. That's really, if you look at all the work that I do, that's what it's about. There's something in me that I've always been interested in old books. I've always been interested in, I always thought that I could find old books that had gems of knowledge that don't exist today. And that drew me to ancient writings, specifically astrology, the science of the cards, yoga, and the traditions of the Vedic path. These are the things that I was led to out of that purpose that was happening in my life and has been happening. So as part of that, what I want to do, what I want to share with my audience here, is I'm going to tell some stories from the ancient past that have from a time when people had more consciousness. See, this is not a period on the earth right now of particularly high consciousness, but there are periods in our history that we have stories from about people that had very high consciousness, and some of the choices that they had to make with situations that they had very similar to the ones that we have to face day in and day out. It's very enlightening, I think, to hear these stories. So we will have stories sometime, maybe next week. But tonight, I thought, you know, I had a little talk this morning with our group, the Magi Fellowship, about the topic of relationships. And I thought we could talk about relationships a little bit tonight before we have call-ins. We will have all the lines open, by the way, about just around 8 o'clock on the East Coast. And you'll be able to call in, and I certainly welcome you to call in and be part of the show and ask some questions and check in with what's going on, whatever. So be prepared for that. That'll be in about 15 minutes or so. Okay? So let's think about relationships for a minute. Who are you in a relationship with right now? Or are you alone? You know, where are you at with relationships? You might be single right now, looking to start a new relationship. So you might think, well, I might ask you, who were you with last time? How would you describe this person that you were with? Right now, you might be in a relationship right now that's been going for a while. How would you describe the person that you're with? And on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your relationship that you're in right now? You know, is it a 6? Is it a 5? Is it a 2? Or is it an 8? You know, just think about that for a minute, okay? Because what we're going to talk about here is having the best relationship possible. It's interesting, my friend Joseph, his vision for the world is everybody having a 10 relationship. And they're writing a really great book about ideal relationships. And how to create an ideal relationship. Oh, by the way, his website is idealrelationships.com. So their book's going to come out. But think about it for a minute. Like, are you in what you would consider an ideal relationship for you? is it really great? You know, or would you rather it be better or different than it is right now? Okay, so if we were going to answer that question, and the question would be, how could you find the perfect relationship? Where do you think we would start with that search, with that process of finding your best relationship? Well, I can tell you that the place we would start is with you. Because we have to know you first before we can match you up. If I had the power to, if you gave me the power, let's say, to pick you a mate, which I would love to do for some people, you'd have to first tell me all about yourself, because I would want this person to fit you the way you are. And it may not be the way you think you are, it might be different than what you think of yourself. This is where the cards can be very handy, because the cards can tell us a lot about ourselves. As you know, most of you probably know, some cards are considered not marriageable. they're not able to sustain committed long-term relationships with very much ability. Now, you know, a lot of people can get married. I've gotten married 3 times. It's not the fact of getting married that makes a person marriageable or not. It's whether you can sustain it. Okay, that's what I'm really talking about when I say marriageable. So are you marriageable? That's a place to start. And, you know, and what's your basic nature? Because one of the most important connections in the cards is what we call the moon connection. And it is found in most marriages. I mean, I don't know how many. I've never really done a count. But I would estimate 80% of marriages, and even other relationships, really. It's almost like the single most important aspect that really draws people together and makes them feel like having a relationship together is the moon connection. So, but the moon connection is very, very, it has some rules about it that it's very important to understand, but in order to apply that information, we have to know about you. We have to know, are you, number one, are you a person that's very leadership-oriented or not? Because people who are extremely leadership-oriented and extremely career-oriented and who are instigators and creators usually would need a person that would play in the moon role to them and allow them to lead. There are people that have to lead, and there's sort of people that could go either way, and there's people that would not care to lead, you know. So I would be asking you so many questions, and I would be looking at your birthday. I'd be looking in your, not just your cards, but I'd be looking at your astrological chart before I could ever tell you who you're best with. So I'd be looking at, you know, where you're going in your life. And this is another important thing. Like, if I don't know where I'm going in my life, if I haven't really found where I'm really going, how am I to find the person that should be my best partner? You know, if I'm still unclear about where I'm headed, how could I invite somebody to come along? Hey, come along with me. I'm not sure where I'm going, but let's just do it together. We'll just be lost together. You might say, well, you know, it doesn't really work. It works much better when we have a really clear idea of where we're going, where we know what we're up to, we know what we're doing, what we're planning to do, we have goals, we have directions for our life. Then it's a great time. And I've counseled a lot of my clients. It's a great time then to find a partner. I've counseled lots of my clients they wanted relationships, but they were right on the verge of really getting into their work, their life's work. And I just would advise them, wait a little while. You can date if you want, but don't have a heavy expectation until you really feel you're really firmly planted in your direction in your life. You know, you want to be, you want to know where you're going first, and then you can see who else is going there and want to go, would like to be your companion in going there with you. Joseph and I, my friend, were talking too about like how important it is for a couple to have a sense of why they're together and where they're going, you know, what they're doing. It's like so many people are in just in relationships and they have no clue why. There's no real expressed intent. There's no intent. There's no purpose. There's no direction. But you take a couple that's got direction, and it brings a lot of power. I remember we were watching just last week, there was an interview with Heidi Klum and her husband, I hate it when I can't remember the names. It'll come to me in a minute. He's black. He's really a great singer. They're both very successful in their careers, okay, these two. And you see them together, and you don't have to really look very long to know what their purpose is together. Because these two together are making babies. And they got some family things going very, very, very strong between them. If you look at them together, they have, I think, 3 kids already. And, you know, they're just so into their family that it's fantastic. It's fantastic to see them together. It's fantastic to see how strongly connected they are to their family and having their children. And here they are, both have successful careers. So it's not like they're doing something together in a career sense so much. You don't see them like, I mean, they are doing some things together, don't get me wrong. But she's got her own thing, and he's got his own thing, and they're doing with the family. Oh, her husband's name is Seal. I apologize for not remembering that. Seal. What you see them on the interview is they're really totally digging being parents and having kids, and they've both made it really, really important in their lives. So, you know, that's one purpose for family, and that's a purpose for a lot of people, of couples being together. But what if you don't, what if you've already done family or you've already done kids? What are you going to be doing with this person? What is your purpose in being together? That's going to be really important in a relationship. And a relationship that doesn't have a purpose is just kind of going around in circles, you know, and it's not going anywhere. And if there's a moon connection in the relationship, which usually there is, there's a person that's a leader and a person that's a follower, and the person that's following is feeling like, hey, where are we going? I want to go somewhere. Where are we going? There just needs to be that direction. There needs to be a purpose behind. A lot of people have given up on love. I've met many people of different cards, but like one that's common, it's 4 diamonds. It seems like people that have the highest expectations of love and marriage are the same ones that will give up completely if they're really, really hurt in a relationship. You know, if they really set a lot of expectations on a marriage or a relationship and it goes bad, they're the ones that will just say, I'm not going to ever do that again. You know, just don't want to do that again. And, you know, when I used to see people like that, I would say, you know, that's not really good. That's not so good. Why? Don't give up, you know. Love is important. Don't give up. But, you know, relationship is very hard. I believe that relationship is the number one tool for our own spiritual growth. It's the most important tool there is. Spiritual growth. I think that if you, no matter what you say about yourself, no matter how spiritual you think you are, if you haven't mastered relationships, you still have a lot of work to do. I mean, because it's the test. It's like the acid test, you might say, is relationship. So, what is relationship really? Relationship is another person that we've attracted into our life. And this person is going to be a mirror of us. This is the thing. This is what makes relationships so incredibly challenging, is that the person we're with is showing us ourselves, and it's so intense. And usually it's things that we don't know that are us. We don't really know those are our qualities. And we're so intensely disturbed by what they're showing us that we cannot help but reject it and throw it off on them and try to evade it or escape it, the reality of it. I mean, that's in a nutshell, that's pretty much what's going on. I'm sure all of you can attest to the fact. You can attest that how difficult relationships are and how much we want to just blame our partner. We want to blame them. We want them to be wrong for what's happening. We want them to be wrong for how we're feeling, for the negative feelings that are coming up in whatever situation is being stimulated by that we're going through in that relationship. We just really want to blame them. And that's why it is the hardest thing to do. That's why it's the most, it has the potential, though, to be the most spiritual thing you could possibly do. Because we can learn more about ourselves in a relationship than we can learn any other way. I mean, if you're sitting there living 24 hours a day with your mirror, look how powerful that could be. That has the potential to be extremely powerful for anybody if it's viewed in the right way. If we're willing to take it on, and I'm not saying that anybody can be perfect about this. I mean, this is something that is very, very difficult to do. It is very difficult to be to be in a relationship, have something come up, and say to yourself, that's my fault. It is so hard. It is so hard to do. Okay? It can be done, but it takes tremendous focus, and it takes a tremendous desire to want to learn about ourselves. And if we can take it on like that, we can have a tremendously, incredibly great relationship. Anybody can. But if we keep just thinking that somebody out there is going to make us better, and if if it doesn't go right, it's their fault. If we go about it like that, we limit how much we can actually learn from it. We limit how good we can get from it. Relationship doesn't have, it's basically something that we just kind of, and I've seen so many people, you know, relationship, it's like they go into it, but they're scared going in, totally scared going in. They think they're going to fail going into it. They're prepared for it. They're ready to fail. They know they failed before. They're ready to fail again. They're looking for, they got themselves, they got like their little back door so they can escape when it's time, because, you know, when things get rough. Or they go into a relationship where they don't really put anything at risk. They don't really go for it at all. They just kind of, maybe they're in it for just the sex, or maybe they're just into it for the companionship or something, but they're not really willing to really open up and be intimate on all the different levels. You know, so we have all these mixtures of everything in our society today. All I want to say here is that relationship can be the number one biggest tool for your spiritual growth. It always will be, and it's there waiting for anybody. And these tools of the cards and astrology are just meant to help us. When we're in relationship, it's not really about the relationship, it's about what we're learning about ourselves. It's about coming into power, into ourselves, and taking back the blame of our partner and bringing all that power back home where it belongs. All right, we're going to have a short break now, and we're going to play a song for from my CD, which is called Bhakti Rock. A lot of you have ordered it, and you say you love it. I love it, too, and I love getting feedback from you. So please keep that coming. I'd like to hear the song Sri Ram, and when we come back, all the lines will be open. So if you're prepared to be a guest on the show tonight, this is the time to call in. All right? So when I come back, we'll have some conversations. Be right back. Welcome back, everybody. It's Robert Camp, and now it's time for callers, and lines are open. We do have a couple people online, but I think there's at least one more line open. You can also try the 800 line and see what happens. So if Brenda is there, I'd like to talk to Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
Hi. I am wondering, in my
life... I'm sorry. I was supposed to talk to Tom first, but you know what? You're here, so let's just go ahead and do it.
Well, we can wait.
I apologize. No, it's okay. Well, you are born October 10th in what year?
1964.
Okay, great. So what can I do for you this evening, Brenda?
Well, what I'm wondering is, in my life's path here, I want to take my business in a new direction.
Take your what?
My business in a new direction,
sure.
And I'm wondering if it's the right time.
Okay. All right. So just give me a little bit more information about the change of direction. Like, what are you doing now? What would you be doing in the future?
I would be just changing it and tweaking it to a different format that I'm hoping would give me more success and security.
I see.
And aligning myself with other companies.
I see. And can you just give me a brief description of the nature of the business?
I have a large swine operation that develops a commercial animal, and I wanted to go into the breeding stock industry.
Have I talked to you before?
Yes, you did.
Aren't you the one that had a lot of the buildings burned down or something?
Yes, and I did take your advice and wait till after my birthday, but I can't make a decision now which way to go. If I should do this, or should I remain in the commercial industry, or what should I do?
I see. So, okay. Well, you've just had a new year here, and I'm looking at things, okay? What I'm seeing is a change of business that brings a lot of money, okay? Would that mean selling your business?
No, because I wouldn't have any capital left if I sold.
Okay.
I have to rebuild because of insurance.
Oh, I see. So the insurance requires that you rebuild.
Yes, it does.
And you can rebuild with the insurance money.
Yes, I can.
And once you rebuild, you could sell it.
Yes, I could.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what I see.
It would make lots of money?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of money indicated here. I don't think you realize how much money you're sitting on right now. You know,
no.
I don't think you understand your own worth.
No, I have no idea about my own worth.
Well,
I think you have no idea which way I'm going.
The cards are indicating that you have a lot more worth than you think you do. Okay, like, you know, for example, I mean, you know it's all relative, don't you? Like, we basically feel as wealthy as we think we are. You know what I mean? It's all a matter of our own perspective. Do you understand?
Correct, yes.
Like somebody could own a house that's worth, you know, $500,000, but they only have, you know, $1,000 in their bank account, and they could be really, really worried about, you know, not having any money, but in fact they have $500,000 of net worth. Like when you have this card, you have some powerful cards there this year for money. There's no doubt there's money there for you. And there's an indication of a change, a significant change of career. My first intuition is that you sell your business and move on. That's what I get from it intuitively. It could go in different directions, certainly could, but that's what I see. That's what I pick up on.
Maybe I am getting ready to do that and didn't realize it. I'm trying to align myself with other companies to find a new direction in doing that.
Well, you know, once you've rebuilt the company, isn't it worth something?
It's not at this point because of the fact of the fire. I've got to rebuild.
No, I'm saying once. Let me say it again. Once you rebuilt everything with the insurance's money, isn't it worth something then?
Probably not as much as the debt load.
Oh, I see. You mean you owe more money than you'll actually than you'll actually have if you rebuilt it?
I will probably be at par. I probably won't have had a lot of a lot of extra after building. It would probably sell for par what I'm at.
I see.
Unless it's hidden money.
And then this money I see must be coming from a new venture.
Okay.
It has to be coming from something new then.
So you see a career change.
Yeah, it's a huge change. You have a five of spades. You know, it's like, it's a big shift for you. You were meant to have this change, really, you know? I mean, I don't know. You may actually change again in the next few years, but it's definitely on the plate for this year.
Wow,
no,
that's
doubt
incredible.
And actually, when I look at this, I see that, you know, you don't know this, but you're financially protected. Like, you think you don't, you think that it's a big problem. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have enough money or whatever. But actually, you could just go in a new direction, and everything's going to take care of itself.
Well, I did remember what you had said last time about, you know, not to worry about things. You're protected. It's kept me feeling safe and sane a lot of the way through.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I'm so glad I did talk to you back then. It was just it was a good feeling to have the worry put aside.
Yeah, and you know, it's the same for this year. Like, if I were you, I'd be you just kind of let go of the past. This was a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, it kind of feels like, you know, you need to be out of there anyway. I mean, it's like, it wasn't really you anymore or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I believe that.
See,
but
I mean...
Thought.
It's not about belief, it's about you knowing yourself, you know? If you know what's going on inside yourself. And to know that, you know, we have to be able to separate our fears from the rest. We have to know what our fears are to really know ourselves. Do you understand?
Yes.
There's no way to tell what we love to do. There's no way to tell if we're doing something because we love it or if we're just afraid of not having money. Do you understand?
Yes, that's very true.
Unless we know ourselves. And we have to know our fears really well so that we can separate them and know when we're acting from fear and when we're acting from love.
How do you determine that, though? Because that's such a life quest.
Well, I think you just have to decide that you want to start to get to know yourself and, you know, start knowing what are you really afraid of. Most Queen of Clubs are worried about money a lot.
Okay.
You know, because they change a lot. They themselves are so erratic. You know, anybody who's fairly erratic like that will have some concerns about money because we know instinctually that money does not flow towards erraticism. It flows towards stability.
Okay. I was kind of thinking I was stable, but maybe I'm not.
Well, not necessarily externally, but in your mind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you want? I mean, right now you're calling me with a big question. What should I do?
Well, you said
if you were so stable, you wouldn't even have that question. Do you understand?
Okay.
If you were so stable mentally, you'd know exactly what you're doing. You'd be doing it. See?
Yeah, to find that balance, to find that confidence, I guess that's what I'm lacking.
Well, it's about knowing yourself. It's about knowing when is your mind. You know, you're all mental. You're so mental. When is your mind being influenced by fear, and when is it operating from a place of love and safety? That's the question.
Yep.
I'm telling you, you have great influences for money this year that should not be a problem. Okay? You may still worry about it, but it's just you worrying. It's not about the external situation.
Wow.
Everything's going to work out. I've told you this before.
I know, I believe you, but I just when you said last time, don't make any decisions until after the 10th, I thought,
right.
Well, no one's ever said that, and I did, but then I just haven't got a clue of what direction I really should
work in.
Well,
maybe you don't, you know, why don't you just relax a little bit and just be creative and come up with some ideas, you know? Like, don't feel like you got to be, what's this pressure about making a decision? Is there some kind of time constraint?
I've had my insurance company now tell me they don't want to work with me past a certain date, and I really wanted to get a direction before that date so that I am securing the largest portion of money soon.
Well, okay. Well, you got to do what you got to do. All right.
Right.
But be, and you know, do that, take care of that. But you have to set a course for yourself that is happy, fun, and exciting, and something you're looking forward to doing.
Mm-hmm.
And not from some sense of obligation, not from some sense of scarcity. That's important.
Being the Queen of Clubs is a difficult card.
Every card is a difficult card.
Well, reading up on that one seems to be...
You're not even in the top five.
Pardon me?
You're not even in the top five of difficult cards.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm glad you got that book out there, and as I have time, I do try to read it, and it is a good book. I just wish I had more time to understand and study it.
There's actually more than one. There's several books.
I have two of them.
Oh good. Well, you know, it's something that will always serve you well because it's really well disposed to Queen of Clubs people.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get that as you the more you use it and learn it.
Wow, it is a fascinating theory and fascinating information. And I'm wishing there's more people in my area that actually would study it and share what they learn.
Well, there might be some and you don't know about, you know. There might be. You put it out there and you'll see what happens.
Well, I definitely will because I need to learn more, and obviously my quest for knowledge runs deep.
Absolutely. That's going to be until you die.
Well, that's good, and I don't plan on dying too soon.
No, of course.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm glad you called back and, you know, let us know what goes on. But you have a lot of threes this year. You're going to have to be careful. This worry is going to be a factor and uncertainty. Something is going to open up for you. And when the time comes, you get ready to go, to leap onto it, to take off in a new direction. I don't think you're going to have to wait too long for that.
I've never asked this before because I always push it away because work always comes first, but relationships don't seem to be something that I either I want to attract or that is out there that's right and working.
Well, that's only because you haven't done so well on them so far.
No kidding.
You're like a relationship failure.
The once was enough, yes.
And it's really hard. I was just talking about this in my talk.
Yes, I was listening, yes.
Some people, they get hurt so bad, they don't want to go back at it again.
Yes, it's trusting people is very difficult.
Yeah. Queen of Clubs does have a tough relationship path.
And you said you were married three times. How brave.
Yeah. It's easy. It's very easy for me to get married. It's hard to stay married. Some people have trouble getting to the altar. I don't have trouble getting to the altar. I have trouble staying in a relationship. That's been my pattern.
It's in your pattern. So you go.
That's the pattern I was born under. It doesn't mean that I'm going to be stuck there. You know, I can do what I say I'm going to do, and I can change my life. But it takes determination on my part. I have to make a conscious effort. If I don't make a conscious intervention, I'm going to keep repeating the pattern. The Queen of Clubs pattern is the Queen of Clubs pattern is not to trust and to be afraid of, you know, abandonment. Or betrayal.
Yes.
Betrayal is the hugest thing for Queen of Clubs.
It is right on the top list. Wow, you hit that on the money.
Yeah. Always because you have the Seven of Hearts and Saturn in your life spread. That's the reason. But what you don't understand is that you also are guilty of being untrustworthy.
Really?
In the relationship department. You think it's always the other person, but you haven't found it in yourself yet. You have it in you. You're fickle. You're fickle.
Okay. Maybe that's in my later years that will come out.
Well, you know, a lot of people spend a lot of time, they keep attracting the same kind of relationship, you know, like, and they never see that it's them, but after a while, if you have a lot of relationships and you see that you keep attracting the same kind of person, a light bulb will go off and say, maybe that's actually me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe your first one hurt you so bad that you haven't had enough experiences to really judge that yet.
Right. One was enough.
One relationship, that's not even, that's nothing.
25 years, most of my adult life.
Oh, I see. It was a 25-year. Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah.
Most people of your birthday will not even get married.
Jeez.
They like to have their freedom. They like to have secret affairs. They want to play around. They want to travel and have sex while they travel.
I'm sure they're all the same, the Queen of Clubs.
No, I'm talking about your birthday. There's 12 birthdays of the Queen of Clubs.
There's 12? Okay.
Yeah.
There's 12 of them. Okay, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah. Every month has a Queen of Clubs in it.
Wow. And we're all the same?
No.
No, just each person that's born on the 10th of October.
Each sign has a different little pattern to it. Yours is, you're not just a Queen of Clubs, you're also a Five of Clubs.
Oh, how do you be both?
Everybody has at least, well, most people have, everybody has two cards, not just one.
Okay.
Some people have three. You have to read the book.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I get to.
No, you're not.
Pages.
You're not reading the book. If you had read the book at all, you'd know all this already.
Well, I read it from section to section as my friend tells me to go look at the certain areas to understand things.
Start from the beginning and just read it like a book. Okay.
Just read it like a book. Well, I will make that my.
Because you're not getting the foundation. You're not getting the understanding of how it all works. It's really very. It's quite simple. It's not difficult. But you got to read the first 30 pages of each book.
The first 30 pages. Okay.
Yeah, I know it's a huge chore. It'll take you about an hour.
Probably. No, it's you can read, but do you understand as you read?
I'm sure you'll understand.
I will make that my quest for November to read one of the books.
Oh, great. I'm really glad you're going to take 1 hour out of your whole month.
Really? I thought it was like more, well, I thought it would be more like an hour a day just to get through it.
No, it's only, 30 pages doesn't take that long to read.
Okay, well, maybe that would be my bedtime thing tonight to do that.
You could sit down and read, you'd have both books completely digested in less than a couple of days.
So which one do you suggest reading first, the love cards or the cards of your destiny?
Start with love cards.
Okay. I will read the book from cover to cover.
Because, no, not from cover to cover. Just read the introduction part, and then the rest of it is just looking up people you know. There are some good chapters in the back about relationships. You might want to read those, some additional information.
Okay.
But you're going to have so much fun with this when you start looking up everybody you know. You look up your ex, look up your mom, your dad, if you have any kids, if you have any sisters and brothers. Look up everybody, people that work for you.
Well, then I have a curious question for you then. If you obviously wrote the book and you believe in the cards and the destiny, then why have you married three times? Why has it been such a difficult... You could read their cards and know their path as well.
Well, knowing your problems doesn't, just reading about it and knowing it doesn't solve the problem.
No, but it should help you make a choice to change.
Well, the change has to happen in me, not in who I'm picking.
Well, wouldn't you pick a different person to help you get where you need to be?
Well, it doesn't. I can't get it from another person.
Okay.
I have to do it myself. It's taken me this long to really get to where I know myself. I never knew for years how I was so driven by fear in relationships, how my fear of abandonment was the driving force in all my choices. I didn't know that until I was in my mid to late 40s.
Wow.
In spite of all my spiritual, I had somehow avoided looking at that.
So now that you looked at it, you're a changed person.
I am. I can now take care of myself. My fear doesn't govern my choices anymore.
So I don't have to wait till my late 40s to do this. I can do it.
That's right. You can do it right now. You have the benefit of talking to me and of the books.
Well, definitely can see your energy, that's for sure.
Oh, good.
Yes, I can feel your positive energy there.
Well, I'm very optimistic about life, and I think we can all have our dreams come true. And I think everybody can be happy, and it makes me sad when people give up on love, because I know they can have what they really want if they keep asking for it, you know.
So you think they keep asking the universe to allow you to experience love?
Yeah, but you don't ask you don't ask for the perfect relationship. What you ask for is, God, please give me the understanding of myself that will help me be a good partner in a relationship.
So simple.
That's what you ask for. Give me the knowledge of myself that will help me love myself so that I don't need somebody else to be happy.
That's very true, isn't it?
That's
people
what's
go into
really
a relationship
true.
That's
for what's
the opposite
really
reasons.
True. Yeah.
Exactly.
So when you pray, pray for that, because just praying for somebody to come along, it's not going to change anything where it really matters. It really matters inside of us, you know. That's where the change has to happen. See, I mean, everybody's had experiences, and I'm sure you have too. You've had moments where you were really kind of enlightened.
Oh, yes.
You know, like where you really knew, you really got this in-depth understanding of life, and you felt like you were right in the center of life, and you feel connected, and you feel, you know, inspired, right?
Yes.
We've all had those moments in our life. And they're there to show us that, you know, we can get connected to the truth.
Well, we're definitely all connected in one way or the other.
Definitely. Yeah, we are, but, you know, that's one thing to say that, but it's another thing to experience that. Not many people will ever experience that. They can, you can read about it and go, oh, yeah, we're connected, but what the hell does that mean?
May not be
or you can have
connected.
The experience. Some people, like you, are very psychic. You might actually be able to experience that connection with everybody. You may have the capacity to experience that, where a lot of people wouldn't. It takes somebody who has a very psychic, open mind to have that experience.
You can. I just found that out in the world, that there wasn't a lot of people that were in my world that were spiritual or even had the calling of Source. So I didn't find that was an area where I could build on finding somebody to have that same enlightenment.
Well, you know, there aren't a lot of people that are spiritual, that's true, but there are so many people in this world. There are over 6 billion people on this planet. Trust me, there's somebody out there for you.
Well,
I have no doubt about that.
It'd be interesting to see them come along and see if I could.
They'll come along as soon as you're ready to stop being so scaredy cat.
Oh, boy, yes, you got that right. I am chicken to the bone.
Yeah, and,
terrified of people.
You're chicken and you're miserable.
I don't think I'm actually that miserable, but you could be right.
Go read The Prophet by Khalil Gibran. It's online for free. I found it online. I Googled it, and there's the whole book is on there. Read the chapter about love.
What did you call the book again?
It's called The Prophet.
Okay, I will.
By Khalil Gibran.
Okay.
That book has the most wisdom in it I've ever read about love and about all kinds of areas of life, but mostly about love and marriage. I think it'll inspire you, so go read that.
I will read it.
All right, well, it's been great. Thank you for being on my show and sharing yourself, and I appreciate the direction that our conversation went. It was really helpful.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the new direction here that I will embark on. And I
you already started. You already had your birthday. Everything is in motion now.
Yeah, it's great talking to you. It's just it's another positive influence. Thank you.
You're welcome. Pleasure
Bye-bye.
Being here. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we would normally take a break right now, but Tom has been waiting very patiently, and I hope he's still there. I want to talk to Tom. Are you there, Tom?
Hi, Robert. How are you?
Good. I apologize because I meant to call you up first, and I called her instead, so I apologize.
Oh, no problem at all. That was very interesting.
So, where are you calling from?
California.
Oh, okay.
Los Angeles.
Well, what part?
Long Beach area.
Oh, okay. So you're down south.
Right.
So what's on your mind this evening? You're born June 1st, right, 1968?
That's correct.
And so do you have some questions or something you want to talk about?
Yes. Actually, I have two questions. I have just finished a very difficult relationship last year.
Yeah.
And I was studying my card to just try to make some sense out of it. And my next question is that regarding my career, do you see any change in this year or next year?
Okay, so what is your first question? Is it about the relationship back last year?
Right. That was like pretty difficult.
What do you want to ask about it?
Well, I sort of fell into the relationship, and it did not work out, and it turned out, you know, to break up was pretty difficult.
Okay. How long were you together?
Just for a couple of months, but even though the relationship is over, and she didn't take it very well, so you know, throughout the last year, it has been very difficult.
So do you still talk to her?
Yes, I do. But, you know, she has moved on. She has a boyfriend now, and she's very happy. So I'm very happy for her.
And what is her birthday?
I think June 19th, 79.
Okay. So you must be kind of unhappy that she's you've lost her. Is that true?
Well, actually, I was the one who sort of decided, you know, that they're not compatible.
Okay. Well, let me tell you something about the two of you, okay?
Okay.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Everybody, every card in the deck, do you know your card, by the way?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you know that you're a three of spades?
Yes, on top of Gemini.
Yeah, and you're also a nine of hearts, right?
Right.
And this woman is a jack of clubs.
Right.
And she's also a nine of diamonds, right?
Right.
Now, every single card in the deck has a card in the life spread called the Saturn card.
Right.
I have a Saturn card. You have one. She's got one, right? And if you meet somebody who is that Saturn card, they're going to be your critic. They're going to always be your teacher or your critic. Do you understand the word critic?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So she is your Saturn card twice. So it wasn't really personal, but she could not help but keep telling you what was wrong with you. Do you understand?
Right.
And it wasn't really because she wanted to, but if you met an Ace of Hearts person, okay, you're their Saturn card. And if you met them, you would be criticizing them, even if you didn't want to.
Right.
It's not because you personally don't like the person. It's just that you feel compelled to tell them what they should do and shouldn't do and how to improve their life. But that's not considered to be a very good connection for a relationship because it's already hard enough in a relationship. And it's even much worse when the person you're with is constantly telling you how you're not doing good enough.
Right.
Was that how you experienced the relationship?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. So basically what I'm telling you, Tom, is that it was kind of a bad choice, okay? It's not like there's nothing wrong with you, but that was like probably one of the worst people you could have picked. Okay.
I know, but
and you know, I'll tell you something else. I had a couple of Saturn relationships in a row, and I realized that if I kept picking these women that were criticizing me, maybe there was something that I was criticizing about myself. You understand?
Oh.
So you have to ask yourself, why would I pick somebody who is so critical of me? Maybe I'm critical of myself. Maybe I think I need somebody to tell me what I should do, like a father figure. She was like a father figure to you.
I see.
Yeah. And, you know, she was like the person that would tell you whether you were good or bad. And usually you were bad in her in her estimation. You see? So you have to ask yourself, because if you don't ask yourself that question, you'll do the same thing again.
I would just avoid the Jack of Clubs, the Eight of Diamonds, future.
Yeah, I bet you will. there are other cards that are Saturn to you, and if you don't change this Saturn, you'll find them. You'll find
my
them.
My next question. Well, right. I don't think she enjoyed the relationship as well.
Yeah, well, probably not. I mean, but you guys didn't really have any connections that were all so good. You didn't have good. I don't even know how you guys ended up together. I think it was an accident or something.
Right.
Because you didn't really have anything that I can see that was all that good. I think it was difficult for both of you, and it made both of you unhappy, and the sooner you ended it, the better.
Right.
So now what's your next question, Mr. Tom?
It's regarding my career. Currently, I'm working in a fairly large organization.
Uh-huh.
And my boss is a very brilliant man. He has certain expectations, and it's sort of a big shoe to fill. Plus, that's not exactly what I'm looking for. I am looking to be my own boss. In my own company.
Okay.
I don't want to be that big, but I'd like to be in charge. I like to be in control.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the right opportunity has presented itself.
Mm-hmm.
I can either purchase a business, which is kind of hard to come by in my line of industry, or I can start out on my own, which is very difficult.
Yeah. Well, you know, your cards indicate that you will be in business for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And even as soon as, let's see here. I don't know if it's going to be real soon, but it's definitely coming to you. I'm just going to say this, okay? I'm not sure, but it may take a couple years.
Okay.
But it's there. I mean, see, we each have a spread of cards that is for 7 years. Okay?
Right.
And your 7 years will be over in 2.5 years from now.
Okay.
And at the end of that seven-year period, which is 2.5 years, you're supposed to have your own business.
Right.
It shows up in the cards, you having your own business. You
being looking at my car.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I saw on my this year's spread, I see Five of Hearts.
Yeah.
I see Five of the Heart. So, I mean, that's certainly the big part that, you know, ending the relationship.
When did it end?
Pretty much. Well, it was the end of last year, but it really did not finally end it until probably, I would say, somewhere end of August, beginning of September.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that five of hearts could mean you moving too, you know, to some other place.
Right.
It's certainly possible.
So I could be moving this year as well?
Well, yeah. I mean, don't you feel kind of restless?
Extremely.
Yeah. So, you know, this opportunity that you're going to need in order to have your own business, it's going to come to you, but it's going to take a little while. And in the meantime,
right.
you may do many things. You may have many experiences where you're bringing it all together, you know?
Right.
So just be open. Be open to good things and be open to new directions and be open. There is no lack of money, by the way, Tom. I mean, if you have a really good idea for a business, there are people out there that want to give you the money to do it. There's always
right.
money. There's always money. All we got to do is have the really clear plan, and the money is always there. So
right.
don't worry about that. When the time comes, you're not going to have any trouble making this happen.
Right. I see a lot of nine next year.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, next year you have a couple of nines. Not all that many. Not as many as you might think. But that could be when you let go of this job to move on to another one or something like that. Okay.
Right.
It looks to me like you're going to really go for your own business after your next birthday.
Okay.
That's what I see.
Okay.
Because it shows here you being very motivated to do that.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, because you have a King of Spades as your challenge card for the year next year, which means you
mm-hmm.
want to be the king.
Mm-hmm.
Having your own business, you become the king.
Right.
So that's what I see coming for you next year.
Right.
It's all going to happen. There should be a woman show up in your life real soon. If you're available, which I think you are.
Right.
Just open your eyes and look around. And you
okay.
go, oh, there she is. You'll find her. Okay?
Great.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you called, Tom.
Well, thank you very much. And the book is great.
You're welcome.
I only got the book for a week, but it's really, really fantastic. Thank you for the work.
I'm glad you're enjoying it, and keep studying. And, you know, you just, at age 39, it begins the best period of our life for money, okay?
Okay.
It starts at age 39, and it goes for 13 years. You just started.
Okay.
Your finances are going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. You'll see.
Great.
Okay, thanks for calling in, Tom.
Thank you again, Robert.
Have a great night.
You too.
All right, good night. All right, well, that was really fun. We're going to take another short break here. We have lines open if you'd like to call in and be a guest speaker tonight. We're going to listen to the song Shiva off Bhakti Rock. And when we come back, we'll take your call.
Shiva Hare Shiva Hare Shiva
Welcome back, everybody. I hope you're having a pleasant evening tonight. Hope you're enjoying the weather wherever you are. It's nice tonight. We have Barry waiting patiently on line two, and I think one other line is still open. Can I speak to Barry, please? Hello, are you there, Barry? Hello? Maybe we lost him. Not sure. This whole radio thing is a little bit tricky sometimes. Sometimes we don't get people on. I don't hear anything. If Barry's on, I can't hear him at all. Hello? Just waiting. I can't hear anybody, so I'm not sure what's going on. My friend Joseph was telling me about the fires, and he says that in the Vedic astrology that, I believe he said that Saturn was conjunct with Ketu during that fire period, which is an indication of the fires. But I haven't really looked at the Western astrology myself. I figured there'd be something going on with Mars. Hello, anybody there?
My name is Frida.
Oh, hi. Hi, Frida.
Hi.
What's your birthday, Frida?
I'm September 10th.
And what year?
1956.
Where are you calling from tonight?
Tonight I'm calling from Houston.
Oh, okay. So how are you doing, little Miss Asa Diamond?
Well, you know, it's rough.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it is. I went back and listened to some of your old shows, previous shows.
Yeah.
And it's just unbelievable. But I've worn out my books.
Oh, well, good for you. Great. Well, you know, you're the same cards as I am.
I know. Just opposite. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. You're an Ace of Diamonds, Queen of Diamonds, and I'm the Queen of Diamonds, Ace of Diamonds. So we have some similar things, so maybe I'll be able to enlighten you.
Well, of course, I'm concerned about career.
About money.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, you know, Ace of Diamonds women, career always comes first. You guys have love in your life,
that.
But you always come back to your work because you love your work so much. You know. So, what kind of work are you doing these days?
Well, I've been in the, believe it or not, the mortgage industry
for the last
7 years. And
which is kind of a bad industry to be in right now.
Right. Well, I never planned to be there that long anyway. I never.
Uh-huh.
Well, I have returned to school.
Uh-huh.
And
well,
I'm
let me tell you
that that will work out well.
You have the same card I have this year. You have a nine of spades, long range.
Yes.
I have that too. You're going to have that again when you're 54.
Okay.
And your queen of diamonds spread. Cause that's what I have right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is a year about letting go. Now, you don't know what it is you got let go of yet. Because the year is still young. And this is a year about having a change of career for you also.
And I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, well, good. I mean, if I had your cards, I would just be very surrendered, you know?
Okay.
Like, God, whatever it is, just take it. I don't need it anymore.
Okay.
Just show me the way. See, there's money here. I don't see any problem with money. I mean, you might worry about it, but you don't really have to. There's money here showing. You have an Eight of Diamonds environment card. The money's going to be okay.
Okay.
Focus your attention on other things, like focus your attention on what you really love and what you want to do, you know? Okay. What's important to you? Like, what would really make you happy in terms of work and so forth?
Well, I'm in school now. I return on my birthday. It was my first day of class.
Uh-huh. Are you in real estate school or what?
Well, I'm not sure how it's going to work out. I'm paralegal studies.
Okay. Well, you know, why did you pick that? Well, I'm just curious. I mean, was there some reason?
Well, I have a very varied background. I've worked in the medical field, oil and gas, of course, the mortgage industry, and that's one of the areas that was, a varied background wasn't a handicap, it was actually good, you know, to have a varied background.
Yeah, no, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just curious, like, do you really love what you're doing? That's all.
Well, the work that I do, I work as a researcher, and I enjoy research.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And I'm hoping whatever I go in that I can use those skills.
Well, you know,
at a different level.
The legal thing, so you're talking about having a career as a paralegal?
Yes.
You'd be basically, like, doing a lot of work for attorneys.
Or there's other industries. You don't, you know, not necessarily an attorney, but.
Well, you know, I don't know, like, I definitely see a change coming for you. I think it's going to be a much better career, whatever you end up in. I don't know for sure if it's going to be paralegal or not, but it doesn't really matter because it's going to be the right thing.
Well, that's important.
It's going to be fine. But if I were you, I would be just keep your mind open.
Okay.
You know? Don't.
Okay.
I mean, unless you really think this is it and you're really clear that this is it, keep your mind open because maybe something else will show up.
Okay.
And if it does, you'll know it when it shows up. You'll know this is it.
Well, that sounds great.
Yeah, so you want to, I mean, you want to have it as good as you can possibly get it, don't you?
Right.
Yeah, so don't sell yourself short.
Okay.
You know, be open to something bigger or even better. I don't know what that would be, but you'll know when you see it.
Well,
you know, all the best things in our life happen to us when we're not trying. Did you know that?
Well, no, I didn't know that.
Think about all the good things that happened to you in your life, all the good, you know, and you'll see that they happened when you weren't really paying attention. In other words, it wasn't something that you did. It was something that came to you.
Why?
Through an accident or something like that. Do you understand?
Okay.
Even your work in the real estate field, it was an accident.
Well, yes, that's true.
Do you understand?
Yes.
So you should know that that's how it's going to happen again. It's not going to be your plan necessarily that's going to make it happen. We make our plans, but the good things are going to happen just because we're open to them happening.
Okay.
So I'm saying be open and watch what happens.
Okay, great.
All right.
I have one other question.
Okay.
How does that fit in with my yearly card with the yearly spread for AE? How does that work together?
The yearly spread for what?
For age. My yearly spread for age.
You're 51 years old right now.
Right.
So you look at age 51.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking at. Is that what you're asking?
Well, no. It was something about the 7-year cycles. I was trying to understand how that fits in with just every year.
Well, that's different. You know, that's a different topic. But
okay,
the 7-year, the long range card in your yearly spread is part of a 7-year spread.
Okay.
If you look in your 7-year spread this year, if you can figure out how to find that, you'll see that in that spread, you have a nine of spades in Mars. And that nine of spades is your long-range card this year.
Okay. Well, yes, I do know for this year. I do understand that.
Okay.
Okay.
And there's a vertical long range, and there's a long range, of course, in your ruling card spread, too. Consider. But it gives you more information, but it's kind of complex.
Mm-hmm.
I have actually, on my website, you can get the advanced level class on DVD, where I teach all
that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can learn it really well that way.
Okay.
And all those other great things. There's so many other good things in there that you can learn. So you might consider doing that if you really want to know.
Well, I have truly enjoyed the Destiny book and the Love book. I have both.
Oh, good.
So, well, it's just that I'm so terrible at relationships that I went back and looked at all my old relationships in detail. And I'm telling you, I just can't believe that, but it was very interesting.
Well, we learn a lot from our past relationships.
Right.
And how many boyfriends do you have currently, by the way?
None.
Oh, I don't believe that. I don't believe a word of that.
No, none. I've never met
an Ace of Diamonds woman that doesn't have a couple guys hanging around.
Well, I'm not saying they're not hanging around, but I've practiced celibacy now for quite a while.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I don't want to get into that right now. I'm really waiting on the one.
Well, there's going to be an opportunity to have some sex here come really soon for you.
You know, I've listened to your old tapes and you can talk about any subject. It's unbelievable.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, it's all part of being a human.
Yes.
You know, we're spiritual, and we also sit down and poop.
Well,
it's all part of life, but I appreciate that, you know. It's funny,
okay.
Though, I know another Ace of Diamonds, Queen of Diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
And she is, and I think she's also a Virgo. She might be a Gemini, but I think she's a Virgo. And she was practicing celibacy for a long time. I felt like slapping her, like, snap out of it.
Well, it's my decision.
Yeah, I know. But I felt like she was really, I felt like it was her way of avoiding something.
Well, I never really got, as you had said before, work is very important to me. And I never really got where I wanted to be in work.
Yeah.
So
right.
Between relationships, work was always what I would gravitate to. And work is just very important to me.
Yeah, that's fine. But you go find yourself a King of Clubs guy.
A King of Clubs?
And you'll be a happy girl.
Okay, well, I hope I meet him.
There's 12 birthdays of that card. I'm sure they're everywhere.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
Probably one of the guys hanging around is a King of Clubs. They're going to let you do whatever you want to do. They're not going to stop you from having your career.
Okay.
And they're going to be the most reliable, dependable, honest person you ever met.
Well, I'm glad you told me that. I'll be on the lookout for him.
Good. Hope you find him.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
All right, Frieda, great talking to you. Take
okay,
care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So, the mysterious Barry is back, I think. Are you there, Barry?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hey, I can barely hear you.
How about now?
Oh, much better, much better.
That was good.
How you doing, Barry?
I'm doing great.
And you're born May 14th, 1962?
That's right.
Okay. And what is your question tonight?
I have a couple of questions and a couple of comments. I have your books and I've gone through them all. And, you know, great stuff. I have a question on, you know, you talk about astrology and you seem to have an Eastern kind of a bent on things. But I was wondering why you use Western astrology instead of like Vedic astrology, the reason, or do you use both?
Well, it was just basically because it was the astrology that I was exposed to first.
Okay.
By the time I became aware of Vedic astrology, I had a real intense fascination for it. But I realized that I had started too late to really be really good at it. Do you understand?
Makes sense.
And I've had a reading with a lot of Vedic astrologers. I've had readings with several. And I've never met a really good American Vedic astrologer. I've yet to meet any of them worth going to. And I've had readings with the guys that have written books and all everything, and they're still not any good. But I had one reading with an Indian Vedic astrologer who had been doing it for 60 years.
Right.
And his reading was unbelievable. And so I felt like, you know, I didn't have enough time to really give it justice, so I decided not to do it.
I have two more questions. One is, I'm married, and the question is, well, it's something I see, and I didn't know how the connection was. In my life spread, my wife is my moon, and in her life spread, I'm in Mercury. And I was wondering if that had anything, what the sort of the deep meaning of that might be.
So your wife is the seven of clubs?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's what the moon connection is. It's just, it's also a Mercury connection.
Right.
It is. But my book doesn't talk about the Mercury connection because, it's a long story, but I decided to leave Mercury out because every Mercury connection is also another connection, too. Every Mercury connection is either a moon connection, a Neptune connection, a Pluto connection, or a Uranus connection. And that's a long story, but I decided just to eliminate the Mercury and just focus on the other ones that were also present. So yeah, anybody, like if you met like a Queen of Spades person, that's your Mercury card, right? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
If you met a Queen of Spades person, that's your Mercury card, right?
Right.
And you're their moon card.
Right.
Go look in the Queen of Spades chapter and you'll see the moon card is the Five of Diamonds.
So is there a deeper meaning to that? Or is that do you cover that in your other courses, which I'm planning on taking?
You mean is there a deeper meaning to the moon connection or what?
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, you know, I talked about it tonight on the talk. I talk about it all the time. The moon connection is the most important connection there is for relationships, I think. And what's
your
wife's birthday?
I'll catch that on your past talks. I can download your thing and listen to it.
What's your wife's birthday?
It's August 19th.
Oh, so she's a Leo, okay.
Right.
I thought maybe, you know, her ruling card would give you other connections, but in this particular case...
It's the same card, yeah.
So lucky you.
Yeah, it's good. I can't complain.
You guys
have
a good girl.
No, thanks. And it's good. And the cards, your books have really helped tremendously, you know, more than astrology has. Well, it gives a different facet, so it's an important one.
That's
great. People look at it, and, you know, and you have a couple of kids, you look at theirs, and it really helps. good stuff.
So, anything else I can talk with you about?
Yes. I have one other thing. I'm thinking about moving... making a big move before my next birthday, and I have I noticed I have for the yearly spread I have Five of Diamonds as my environment card, and also my displacement card. So I got a little confused because I don't know
Well, I know that's a little confusing, but what it is, Barry, is that everybody has that the year that they turn 45.
Okay.
Everybody has their birth card as their environment and displacement card. That's part of what it means to have a rebirth year. Okay?
Okay, so you just go with either
that
one.
That wouldn't be something I would look at as an indicator for a move. All right? But, I mean, you're a five of diamonds. You always want some kind of change going on.
Yeah, I've moved a lot in my life. I mean, a lot.
I imagine you've traveled some, too.
I've traveled a lot, too, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I don't see anything here to prevent you from moving. I would try to not move in your Saturn period if you can avoid it. Try to move in a different Saturn, not Saturn. Your Uranus period, good? This Uranus period for you this year looks really good. I would do it then. Yeah, very good card.
Okay, thanks. And one sort of follow-up question, and this is my last one, and that is, it a good time to start or expand your business or start on a new venture? Would that be before my birthday or like during my Jupiter period now, or is it better for next year?
You could definitely start it now if you want. I don't see anything wrong with that. Let me just see here. I'm looking ahead at next year for a second just to see what's there.
Okay.
What kind of business are you thinking about doing?
Well, what I've been doing is trading the market. You know, I've been doing it, you know, for 18 years, so... It'll be along that, but expanding into, you know, doing some other markets. That's what I'm thinking, but there are a lot of things coming down the pipeline, you know, sort of getting into real estate, you know, properties and things like that.
But, you know, there's a big opportunity now with the market being low like it is.
Right? Yeah.
I'm sure you're looking at that.
Right.
Like, you know, there's possibilities there.
Not for the, you know, buying and selling type of thing, but it's really more like developing and
okay.
Not here. It would be in a different place, not in the U.S.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, I look ahead, you know, like I would always look ahead. Like your next year, you have a three of diamonds long range.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a seven of diamonds long range in your ruling card spread. And, you know, either one of those cards could be good or bad, you know. Those cards don't tell you whether it's going to be a creatively great year or it's going to be a year of worrying about money. They don't tell you, you know. So you look in the spread for the year for indications of good money or not, you know. And when I look in your spreads, you have good cards. I don't see any problem.
That's
you want to
what I wanted to hear.
Just do it whenever you want to.
Well, there you go. I agree. As long as you can get out of that Saturn, you can skip the Saturn period.
Yeah, don't make, you know, anything you do in Saturn, I mean, you're going to do something in Saturn, but it always takes more effort, it's always more difficult, it's always got some problems. It's better to not have real important things happen than if you can avoid it.
Right.
That's all.
Well, very good. Well, thank you for your time. And
well, I'm glad you called back,
Barry.
Great talking to you, and if you need anything, if you need any advice about what to study or anything, give me an email. I'll be happy to help you.
I'll do that. Thanks, Robert.
Oh, you're very welcome. Okay, well, normally we would have another break, but we're running short on time, and we have somebody waiting patiently on line 4. So I'm just going to go ahead and talk to her now, if Ann is there.
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm great. And Were you born April 5th, 1939?
Right. Excuse me. Yes, I called in last week too.
What are you bugging me for again?
Well, you're just irresistible, Robert.
How come you sound so young?
I do believe it's because I took a long hiatus under the guise of depression, and I feel like a born-again adolescent or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm approaching issues that people, I think, generally deal with earlier in their life, like relationship and purpose on the planet and things like that. But it's an exciting time. It's
yeah,
very
you're kind
delightful.
Of a late, you're like a late bloomer.
Right. I always believed that old souls were late bloomers. And I feel like I'm living that out.
Well, great.
Anyway, yeah. Mike, I have two questions. One, both of them start with M. That moon card, if there's two people and only one of them is the moon card and the other person's spread, does that still positively affect the relationship, or is it just... I'm not clear on that.
I'm not clear on your question.
Okay. Is it good for the whole relationship, or is it just good for one person supporting the other person?
No, it's good for the whole relationship, but both people must be willing to play the roles indicated by their card, whether they're moon or not. There's a moon card and a sun card.
Yeah.
And the people must be, they must want that, to have that role.
I see.
For it to be good, see?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you were moon to somebody, but you didn't really want to follow anybody, that wouldn't work.
Got it. Okay. Then the other thing is the marriageability issue. Supposedly, I'm way up there, and...
You're way up there in the unmarriageability department.
Yes. And but I still want to work at relationship. I feel like, well, what the heck? It's my spiritual growth. Why not just go for it?
Absolutely.
And,
you should.
And so... A lot of things in life have been a struggle, and I like what you said earlier to the other woman. All cards are hard. You know, every one of our paths has challenges in it.
That's right.
And, but I'm just, is there anything about that marriageability word that would preclude anybody attempting to work out relationships with somebody or other people?
Well, if you look in that chapter, if you look carefully in that chapter, it not only says a number, but it tells you the factors.
Yeah, that was good.
Your card. So you have you can look at your three of spades and look at your five of diamonds each individually. And you can read about the factors that are associated with those typically that create the problem for marriageability.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't take you for a person that wants to have a single person. I would take you for somebody that want to have multiple relationships or the freedom to have them when you ever you
mm-hmm.
felt like. Based on
just
your
by virtue by the cards, right?
Right.
That's how
you have a three of hearts right now. So how's that going?
Say that again.
You have a three of hearts right now.
I don't know anybody by that designation.
No, you have a three of hearts in your Saturn period right now.
Oh, does that mean difficulties for relationships?
It means you could have two boyfriends right now, or two lovers, or two interests.
Oh, I'm an underachiever then.
Well, you know what? You're just getting started.
Yeah, I'm getting started.
You're just getting started.
Mm-hmm.
So give yourself a little time. You know, you haven't gotten your wheels lubricated yet.
Right. Well, thank you for talking with me. I can see that I need to really get a reading with you. The other thing is I just find all the details in these two books just so challenging. They're, like, hard for me to get into. My head starts getting spinny, you know.
Well, you know, the book is presented in such a way that it can be, you can go readily access information, but if you have a desire to go deeper, there's a lot more there to go into.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to take all that on the first time. You can leave some of that stuff, the more complicated stuff, for later. Just take from it what you need now, you know?
Okay.
You know, don't feel like you're obligated, like you got to learn all this stuff. Just read and take from it a little bit at a time what you can use. It's like when you meet somebody, of course, look up their birthday and read about them.
Okay. sounds good.
Yeah, it's much better.
Yeah, lightening up on myself is like the last thing I ever remember to do, you know, just to lighten up.
Yeah, maybe you're like being a little too intense about it.
Yeah, I liked what you said about the good things that happen when you're not like striving for it, or
yeah,
that almost feels contradictory to the whole idea of trying to understand yourself better in order to have a better relationship. You know,
well,
how do you balance that out? Growing within yourself.
Well, you know, it's the way I look at it is like this: we work on ourselves so that we can be happy by ourselves. I mean happy,
okay.
not just like okay, but happy.
Mm-hmm.
We get to that point, and if you get to that point, you're not really needing somebody else in your life.
Yeah.
And you can be with lots of different people and have fun with them and not be projecting some need to have somebody be there or something. And then somebody will just show up like magic.
Okay.
That you have that's just special to you, way more special than anybody else, and you'll want to be with them, and that's how it'll go.
Well, that's good, because at my point in life, I don't really feel like I need to get married. I don't even feel like I need to live in the same household, but I want the engagement. You know, I want, not marriage engagement, but I want that being engaged in, you know, in activity, interaction with someone else. I want that particular opportunity to grow, you know.
Yeah, well, you can have it just the way you want it.
Okay.
You know,
thank you very much.
Just get really clear on what you want and what you don't want. Put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, it doesn't take that long.
Really?
Yeah, it can happen so fast.
Okay.
You've got heart cards all throughout your year. And you could meet somebody. I mean, I'd be surprised if you don't meet somebody soon.
Well, that's interesting. Well, I'm sure a lot of fun right now, so I'm, I don't know, I'm just looking forward to seeing what shows up, but right now, today, it's a lot of fun, so I'm glad.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Robert.
Oh, Anne, it's a pleasure to hear from you again. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good evening. Okay, well, that about wraps up our show tonight, folks, and I appreciate everybody who called in. This was a lot of fun tonight. It's funny, we started out talking about relationships, and that's pretty much what we talked about all night tonight, almost every caller, and it was a great topic. It's probably one that we could always talk about and never get tired of it, since we all have so much to talk about in that area. We're going to end the show now with the song Gayatri, which is a song I always end the show with. It's a favorite on the CD. It's nice and long and mellow. I hope you enjoy it. I'll be back next week, next Monday night. And until then, I hope you have a great week. Good night.
Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi.